Mr. Lee, you wanted to see me before the end of break.
Oh, thanks for coming by, Jatter. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
It's choir.
Oh, choir? Oh, choir's great. I'm sorry you're missing choir. Are you singing anything cool?
The church choir's better.
Okay, that's cool. Why?
Good music.
Great.
Also, the people in it can actually sing.
Yes, yeah. I can see how that might help. Anyway, an issue has come to my attention and I need to discuss it with you informally. Is that okay? Jatter?
Yeah.
I see you got 98% in your last history essay. 98%! That's excellent, Jatter. Do you like history?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. What are you studying this term?
Well, Holocaust.
Oh, that's great. So, you and Keisha, are you mates? Does she do choir?
Keisha, in my year?
Yeah.
No.
No?
She does football, I think. Oh, yeah, we were both in that Black History Month play thing that you did. Well, yeah, she was the breakdancing Rosa Parks, right? Seriously, sir, can I just say that was so lame? I mean, my mum was like,
thank you, Jatter. So Keisha approached me with a concern that you might be going away on holiday before the end of term.
Are you joking? Oh, that was bang out of order, Mr. Lee. I said that to patients in the changing room after running. And it was in private. Keisha had no right
Jatter! Look, sometimes in life we are given information we are not expecting. And we have to make choices about how to manage that information. I'm sure Keisha was being
I'm sure Keisha was just being a real bitch.
Jatter! That is not language I expect to hear from you.
Sorry, Mr. Lee.
Okay. Anyway, are you going away during exam week?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, Jatter. If you go on holiday, you'll miss your history mock. You're a very good student. If you keep working as you are now, you could get an A star in your history GCSE. Do you understand that, Jatter? And good GCSEs lead the way to good A-levels.
Lead the way to a good university. Yes, I know. My dad says I can't afford university. He doesn't want me to get into debt.
Okay, well, maybe I could talk to your dad about that. So this holiday, I could go to the head, who would talk to your parents officially about the implications of taking you out of school. But really, I'd like to talk to you about why your education is so important. Jatter?
Talking to them won't do anything.
Where are you going on your holiday?
Home. Well, my Auntie Felista's place, near Nairobi in Kenya.
You're from Kenya? Oh, I did my gap year in a school in Nakuru. Habari yako?
You speak Kiswahili?
Oh, kito kidogo.
We, mizungu, unajua Kiswahili? Ulijifunza wapi?
Well, as I said, it was a long time ago. Look, I'm sure you miss home, but couldn't you just leave once we've broken for Easter?
Dad will go mental. Tickets cost money and... No. My little sister's having a thing and... She'll need to relax after. She needs time. Look, I don't want to go, okay?
No?
No.
Why?
Well, my little sister's party thing. Mum says when she gets back, she's not allowed to do ballet for a term. She likes ballet. She'll miss out on the summer show. It's annoying.
Your sister in year 7? Makena? I mean, what is it? Her birthday party?
No. I mean, yeah, Makena's in year 7, but it's not her birthday party.
Jatter, you talked about your church choir, so you aren't Muslim, right?
No, sir, I'm not Muslim.
And when you say your auntie's place is near Nairobi, is that where you're from, originally? Or did you come there from Somalia, maybe?
No, Naivasha, where I was born. I'm Kenyan, Kikuyu. When the fighting started, you know about the fighting, right?
Yes, I was there
We had to leave home and we moved in with my mum's auntie, then we came here. Makena was only a baby then.
Jatter, have you ever had a party at your auntie's?
Yeah.
You don't look like that's a very happy memory for you.
fine.
Jutta, did anything happen to you at this party?
That's the bell, sir. I'm going to be late for maths.
Well, you know you can always speak to the school counsellor.
Counsellor?
Okay, let's leave this for a bit. You go to maths and I'll go and